fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2025. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon with sunny and light winds currently going on. The headlines. U.S. orders immediate withdrawal of personnel from Kitwe over toxic mine spill. TIZ warns of a flawed BVR tender process ahead of the 2026 pause. And the potential Gaza reoccupation plan, deeply alarming, says UN official.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The U.S. government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sinometals mine tailings dam spill. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM News, the U.S. embassy has stated that newly available information reveals that the presence of hazardous substances, including arsenic, cyanide, and uranium and other heavy metals in the affected areas. It says these contaminants pose both immediate and long-term health risks as long as they remain in the environment. The embassy has further warned that beyond water and soil contamination, toxic substances from the spilled mine tailings could also become airborne, presenting an annihilation risk. It has advised all American citizens in the vicinity of the Sinometals leach mine in Chambeshi and in downstream areas, including Kitwe, to take serious precautions against exposure to and consumption of water or food that may be contaminated with heavy metals. Transparency International Zambia has expressed concern over irregularities in the ongoing procurement of the biometric voter registration equipment and software ahead of the 2026 general elections. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has revealed that the organization's investigation uncovered questionable dealings involving two companies, Myru Systems, which has a controversial global track record, and the relatively unknown Starlab, both of which advanced to the final tender stage under suspicious circumstances. Mr. Nyambe has further disclosed that a disqualified bidder, which failed to meet basic eligibility criteria, specifically the submission of audited financial statements, had its appeal controversially upheld by the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, while stronger contenders were excluded. He has warned that the developments could undermine the credibility of the 2026 elections and erode public trust, calling for the immediate suspension of the due diligence process and an independent review and full disclosure of all bidder details.
These revelations could potentially cast a very long and dark shadow over the credibility of the 2026 elections, and they in fact threaten to erode public trust in democratic institutions. If unaddressed, they could compromise voter registration, data integrity, and the legitimacy of election outcomes for both the 2026 and even future elections. Now, given what our investigation has uncovered, we would like to call for the following. One, the immediate suspension of the current due diligence process pending an urgent independent review.
In more news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has dismissed claims that it is secretly altering electoral laws and planning to introduce electronic voting ahead of the 2026 general elections. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has described the allegations as unfounded, misleading, and intended to cause unnecessary public anxiety. Mr. Kasaro has clarified that the Commission operates strictly within the country's legal and constitutional framework, including the Constitution of Zambia, the Electoral Commission Act, and the Electoral Process Act. He has also reaffirmed the Commission's earlier position that there will be no electronic voting in the 2026 general election. Now, First National Bank, FNB, is in partnership with FNB South Africa, a stockbroking and portfolio management division, has announced the launch of the fifth tranche of structured products, reinforcing its commitment to providing innovative, secure and globally connected investment solutions tailored specifically for the Zambian market. The FNB structured products are term-based investment solutions designed to offer capital protection at maturity, exposure to developed global equity markets, and the potential for currency gains. Speaking during the launch last evening, FNB Zambia Head of Retail Banking, Mwamba Musambo, emphasized that in today's ever-changing financial landscape, Zambian investors are increasingly seeking stability, innovation, and access to global investment opportunities. Mrs. Musambo said this latest tranche opens up diversified investment opportunities, particularly for high net worth individuals and institutional clients seeking capital protection and exposure to global markets.
What will wealth banking entail? There has been an ask. A number of us are customers. You have wanted to hedge against different currencies. You've wanted different structured products. You've wanted to be able to invest in different currencies. With our team from South Africa, our R&D team, our structured products team, we open you up to a world that we know you're used to. We open you up to different possibilities of what you can do with your different investments. It's not about how much money you have. It's about a choice on what you want to do. A number of you, either for your children, are looking for saving money for the university, and the dollar currency is at a good place right now.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The latest International Monetary Fund country report released yesterday has revealed that Zambia's public debt to GDP ratio is projected to decline to approximately 91.1% by December 2025, marking the first time in over 7 years that the ratio falls below the 100% threshold. The report further projects a continued downward trajectory, with the debt ratio expected to reach 69.4% by 2027. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, has welcomed the report and reaffirmed the government's commitment to the country's ongoing economic reform program. He has stated that the country's prudent economic management and debt restructuring efforts are beginning to yield results, significantly reducing the risk of debt distress. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. This is the Hot FM News at 12 hours.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Top international news.
To the Middle East, Netanyahu's reported plan to reoccupy Gaza would be deeply alarming and could endanger the lives of more Palestinians as well as Israeli hostages held by Hamas, a UN official says. Assistant Secretary General of the UN says the UN Security Council that under international law, Gaza is and must remain an integral part of the future Palestinian state. Janka reiterated to the UN Security Council the call for a ceasefire and the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. The BBC has more on other stories.
A top UN official has warned there could be catastrophic consequences if Israel expands its military operations in Gaza, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reportedly pushing for a total reoccupation of the Strip. The Assistant Secretary General, Miroslav Yemtse, told the UN Security Council such an escalation would put the lives of more Palestinians and the remaining Israeli hostages at risk. The US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has arrived in Moscow on his fifth visit this year, 2 days before Donald Trump's latest deadline expires for Russia to declare a ceasefire in Ukraine. The US President has threatened Moscow with additional sanctions if it doesn't agree to stop the fighting by Friday. President Trump will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan in Washington on Friday in his latest bid to broker peace between nations in conflict. White House officials said it was possible a peace agreement would be announced. Armenia and Azerbaijan, neighboring republics in the Caucasus, have been in conflict since their independence from the Soviet Union.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Finally, in sports this afternoon, the Chipolo Polo boys have intensified training ahead of the opening season.